Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined as always by Kent Steinbeck, and we are coming to you from Herb's Coffee House here in Dallas, Texas. Kent, as always, a great study in store today. We're in the book of James, James 1, verse 5. And the title of this is Asking for Wisdom. And the context of these early verses in James 1 is when we as believers go through trials, and they come in all different forms and shapes. And they drive us to our knees because so many times we don't know, how am I going to go through this? What do I do next? What would the Lord have me do? How should I respond? We need to ask for wisdom. And that's what this verse is about. So I know this is very relevant for all of us. And so the verse reads, James 1, verse 5, "But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given." And so, Kent, when we find ourselves in these situations, we're between a rock and a hard place. It seems like there's no way out. Mm-hmm. And again, there's so many questions in our minds. What would God have me do? What should be my next step to take? We need to go to the Lord in prayer, and we need to ask for wisdom, and we need to ask for a lot of things. We need to ask for strength. We need to ask for peace. We need to ask for joy. We need to ask for patience. But James here brings up the subject of wisdom, and wisdom is really skillful application of biblical truth. It's knowing how to put into practice what God has taught us from his written word. And so he says, if any of you lacks wisdom, well, Kent, we all lack wisdom. Only God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit have all wisdom. And we all need more wisdom. And so he says, if any of you lacks wisdom, he says, let him ask of God. I mean, we're encouraged to go to the Lord in prayer and to request humbly of the Lord for wisdom. And we've been talking about how our trials do drive us to God. And he says of God, who gives to all generously. He gives to all believers. So he doesn't just give it to the elders and the deacons and the pastors. He doesn't just give it to missionaries. He gives it to all believers, whoever they are, wherever they are. And he says he gives it generously. And that the idea there is an abundant supply, that God has more wisdom to give to us than we could ever even begin to implement in our lives. And then he adds, and without reproach. And so God is not going to say, oh, it's you again, coming back before my throne. I just gave you wisdom, you know, a week or two ago, and now you're already back asking for more. No, he gives without reproach, meaning without being reprimanded, without having our hands slapped. And he says, and it will be given. The "it" refers to wisdom. God will gladly supply and grant to us the spiritual insight and discernment that we need to look into the situation and to size it up accurately, and then to know how to take truth from Scripture and follow it down this path of how God would have us to walk the path. And he says it will be given to us. And there's a note of certainty about this. It will be given to us. And so it's not like God is miserly with his wisdom and withholding it from us and not wanting us to find it. No, he gives it without reproach. He gives it generously to us. And so this is a good reminder for me and for you, because In every situation of life, there's a sense that we do need wisdom to know how to respond and what will most glorify God in this situation. So Kent, I don't know that we could be talking about anything more practical.
It's so true. You define wisdom, I wrote here, skillful application of biblical truth.
Yeah, that's true.
It is. It's also just living our life, right? Making the decisions. I think that's what this is, making our decisions in life based on God's way and his wisdom.
Yeah.
Right? So what I need this. Like, what am I going to do today about this and that and this and if this happens and that happens? That's what this is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, Ken, in the Old Testament, the word wisdom was used to describe the carpenters and the craftsmen who made objects so beautifully with their hands to go into the tabernacle and go into the temple. And that's the picture here, is that we need skill to take the truth of the Word of God and, like a master craftsman, be able to craft this into our lives to know how to live a beautiful life before the Lord. The other thing that strikes me about this, Kent, is the contrast between the wisdom of the world and the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of the world, everything revolves around me and my gratification and my self-pleasure. But the wisdom of God really forces us to pursue the glory of God and to pursue the good of others. And so we need to understand what a contrast there is from the mantra of the world and the message of heaven. That there's a stark contrast there.
So I want this wisdom. Our audience wants this wisdom. How am I going to get it? Like, if I pray and the Lord says he'll give it to me, how do I get this wisdom? Obviously, I think of the book of Proverbs we were in several weeks ago.
Yeah.
How am I going to get this wisdom?
Yeah. Well, it begins, number one, you've got to be in the written word of God.
So it comes through this.
Yeah, it comes through the Bible, the word of God.
Okay.
That's number one. And then also, Proverbs says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and so is the knowledge of the Holy One. And that's Proverbs 9:10. And so it's not just that we intellectually are in the Word of God, but also that it's cultivating the fear of the Lord, which is a sense of awe and amazement and astonishment at the greatness of God, and our heart is worshiping God. It's in that context that as we're in the Word, that God then gives us the insight that we need to know how to respond to this person who is maybe causing us trouble in our life, or how to respond to this difficulty that's in our life. The Holy Spirit really brings it to the forefront of our minds and gives us this discernment and understanding and insight.
Right. So, Steve, there are other churches and religions, and you've seen them everywhere, and these men will stand up and say, God spoke to me and told me X.
Yeah.
And God told me this, and this person walked in and God told me this. Will you explain how God speaks to us just a little more about this wisdom? Do we hear an audible voice? Does God speak to us that way? And just, again, go a little deeper on how God does give us wisdom.
Sure. Well, God speaks to us through his written word. God is not speaking to us today through audible voices, through dreams and visions, through what we perceive to be intuitive inner voices that we're hearing. That's not how God leads his people. God is leading us to apply the written word of God. And it really goes back to the sufficiency of Scripture, which is a very important doctrine in the Bible, that the Bible is complete in itself, that we don't need to know anything more than what God has already put in these 66 books of the Bible. And so everything we need to know is in the Bible. In fact, I can't even live up to everything that's already in the Bible, and the Holy Spirit uses this truth and applies it in our thinking mm-hmm. as we face situations. And that's how we are intended to live the Christian life. And anyone who says, yeah, God told me, really is misleading people.
And they're elevating themselves.
Right? Yes, it's almost a neo-Gnosticism that I have special knowledge and special access to God that you don't have.
And I heard this voice at a certain level and these yeah. sentences that said things. It's yeah. just deception.
Usually it's followed by, send me your money.
Yeah.
So I would stay away from those kind of teachers. Yeah,
but it's as we're in the Word and the Holy Spirit moves in our lives that we get a sense of doing this and doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in a sense, God opens our eyes to see the situation and opens our thinking and our mind to reflect upon, meditate upon Scripture, and to make the application in this situation, because God's Word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. Everything I need to know is in the written Word of God. Well, I know this is helpful for you in your life situation, and it is in mine as well as Kent's. And I just pray that as you find yourself in difficult times, that it would cause you to read your Bible more, that it would cause you to pray to the Lord more, and to ask Him for wisdom to know, how do I take the next steps? God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.